Okay, good morning, Rabbi Say. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. V'yochlu mipri darkam. Those who, Rachmana Litzlan, rejected Torah, yochlu mipri darkam, that they will eat the fruit of the path that they charted in life. U'mimoatzo sehem yispa'u. And they'll be sated from their own counsels. What does that mean? V'yochlu mipri darkam achshav omer neged ha'ava dvarim, corresponding to the four areas that they spurned. So that they'll suffer consequences corresponding to each of these four. The four were the same that the Gon was what was reviewing yesterday in Pasuk Chavtas, the Chochma, the Yiras Hashem, the Eitza, the Tochocha. So V'yochum Ipidarkam, Achshav Omen Neged Ha'ava Dvarim Shaloshamu V'holchu Achashri Shaloshamu, and rather V'holchu Achare Shrivas Libam Hara Shagmul Yadav Ye'asala. V'hainu Neged L'adas Chochma Shalavatsu Leida Darach HaTov Omer Shalachein Yochlu Mipri Darkam. Maybe we'll just finish the going to the end of the pasuk and then try to comment. U'mimoatzosehem yispa'u Hu neged b'ni im yifatucha Shehi eitzo tovu nachona Behem lo'ovu shemoa V'holchu acharei atzosam. So what will the result be? What's the negative consequence going to be? That yispa'u me'atzosam. So kemenduma, I'm not positive about this, but kemenduma, that the Gon here is calling attention to what actually is that there is just a mashmos in the pasuk like this. But when he quotes the pasuk of Gemul Yadav Ye'osilo, that what will be done to a person is basically what his hands, the output of his hands, that's what will be done to a person. So the mashmas here, L'chari Abosai, is not only that you know, the consequences are commensurate to what the person did, but the mashmas, L'chari, is, and that's what the pasuk itself is, that chait, it's not sort of that miraculously there's negative consequence or punishment in the aftermath of chait, but that chait itself has that deleterious effect. Again, just to try to explain what we're talking about. Mashal ma'adav adomer. Let's say you have someone who, despite the fact that who's a chain smoker, whatever, he disregards all the Surgeon General's warnings on the packs of cigarettes, and he's a chain smoker. He smokes several packs a day, and then a few years down the road, Hitaka comes down with lung disease. Maybe it's lung cancer, maybe some other lung disease. So how do we interpret the cause and effect here? We interpret, well, miraculously, he was punished for his reckless behavior of smoking. Or we say, no, that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world. That there are natural consequences to what we do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that way. If if I close my eyes and I don't look where I'm going, I'll walk into a wall and I'll bang myself and it will hurt. That's not sort of a Kodesh Baruch Hu intervening to impose a punishment. That's just embedded in the Bria. So the Nefesh HaChaim explains, right? The Gaon's Talmud explains it in Shar Aleph, Parak Yud Beis, that the same way that that we see in the Bria on the natural level a natural cause and effect, there's a spiritual cause and effect also that in the Bria. And the same way naturally, again, if we pollute the air, so then we breathe in air which is unhealthy. If a person is a chain smoker, it can naturally result, Rachman al-Tzlan, in lung disease. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that on a spiritual, metaphysical level, our chatoim have that same type of natural fallout and natural consequence. The pshad here, that's what the mashmah says, that v'yochlu mipri darkam, that's the ra that will come their way, posed, that was superimposed. No, it's going to be the natural result. It's the yochlu mipri darkam. It's mimo atzosehem yisbo. And Yitachin, that's what the Gaon has in mind, by quoting the Gemul Yodav Ye'oselo, that it's, he's going to be affected by what he himself has done. So the Yalkul Mipri Darkam corresponds to the Ladas Chochma. Instead of having Chochma to guide and steer them on the Derech HaTov, so they're going to stumble along their own Derech with all the consequences of that. V'yokum mipri darkam, u'mimu'atzoseyem yizbo'u. And similarly, they'll be sated with the fallout from their own eitzes having spurned the eitza of b'ni yemifatucha that we had earlier. What's the next pasuk? Ki mishuvas pesayim tahargeim, v'shalvas ksilim ta'abdeim. Ki mishuvas pesayim, ki bali hayira tamid yirasa al peneihim. If a person is aware of Malchus Shamayim, a person's aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is aware of one's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then Memela, a person is going to have a perennial sense of Yiras Hashem, of Yiras Shamayim. The antithesis of this is Hu HaHolech Shovav B'Derech Libo. One who goes rebelliously and just follows his urges, his emotions, his B'Derech Libo. So apparently the Gaon understands the word Meshuvas here in this pasuk, again, as similar to the word Shovav, which the Mepharshim explain connotes merid. So the merida, the rebelliousness of the psayim tahargeim will kill them. Who are the psayim here? Lachay neged yiras Hashem, again, which is another one of those four areas that that the person is neglecting. Omek himeshuvas psayim, psayim et neshem hoysala yira, v'hoyom yisyori min hasof v'hatachlis, lo hoyom mispateh. If a person is histaka b'shlosha dvarim v'yato bali de'aver, we learned the Mishnah recently, v'liftein mi'ato osa liftein din v'cheshbon, the self and the tachlis, so lo hoyom mispateh. The person wouldn't be so easily drawn after the allure of the gashmias of Olam Hazeh. L'chein ha'ozvim yeres Hashem v'nispatu, but they were seduced by the allure and everything that's so illusory about Olam Hazeh. Nikra'im psayim. What does it mean that tahar game? How does that kill a person? So says the Gaon, it's because ki yeres Hashem tosef yamin. The zchus of yeres Hashem is a source, as the pasuk says later, is a source of yeres Hashem. V'heim oz v'yeres Hashem. So umemele ushnos rishom tektzona. Rezeu tahar game, meaning tahar game here means if the person dies prematurely, without that arichas yamin that he otherwise could have had, would have had. So that's what the pasuk is describing as tahar game. The shalvas ksilim, the tranquility of fools. Who neged ha'ozum ha'tochoch? Right to the game, the Gaon taught us in Pasuk Lamed Aleph that these two psukim are correspond to the four things that the person has neglected. So the fourth of here is the tochoch. Shalvas ksilim who neged ha'ozum ha'tochoch, who forsake words of rebuke. Shemochiach had Mosai Psayim, the pasuk we had earlier in Pasuk Chavez. Behind you, why do people, one of the reasons that people turn a deaf ear to Machmashim Neshe B'Shalva? No, they want the Troach B'Torah. A life of Torah mitzvahs is a wonderful life. It's a life full of simcha, but it's not an easy life. It's not intended to be sort of one long vacation. And if a person doesn't want to push himself, a person wants to coast and just take it easy, so then the person is not going to be receptive to tochacha. How the Gaon is explaining the shalva of ksilim, it's the desire, leshev b'shalva. Again, tranquility in the sense of ease and comfort. Ve'enam chafetzim, they don't want letroach to exert themselves. B'Torah u'mitzvahs v'lazov ta'anugei v'shalvas olam hazeh. So the result will be that desire for this soul, because ultimately, kilo yimtza ta'avasa v'olam hazeh, if a person is seeking olam hazeh, and since he neglects Torah, he'll have undermined his olam haba. V'sofo yoresh gehenna. Maybe just to finish the parak. V'shomea li yishkon betach. V'sha'anon mipachad ro'o. Shomeli, on the contrary, who listens to me, who doesn't spurn the male that sosi v'yelech v'darach ha'tovah le'da'osa, v'yav ha'tochocha v'yivcha v'yiras Hashem, yishkan betach. Be'ez bo tzara al acherim hu yishkan betach. When the tzara envelops others, he'll be secure. V'sha'anan mipachad ro'a. V'sha'anan balev, and he'll be, that there will be a sense of serenity. Mipachad ro'a. Tzara. When the tzara is impending, but since the tzara will not be headed his way, so memele lo yeh lo pachad klal. And again, the Gaon explains the symmetry here in the Psukim. Who neged ha-pachad v'ha'ed sha'omah l'mayla. The Psukim that we had earlier about gam be'eitchem escha pasuk chavav elag b'vofachtachem. Okay, so we'll stop here. So B'li Nen Mitzvah Shem will continue at 11:30. Maybe if you could have on hand a Rambam Hilchos Megillah, Mari Megillah, and the first volume of the Rambam also, Sefer Hamada, and B'li Nen Mitzvah Shem at 11:30. Okay, have a good, productive morning, everyone. Be well, be safe, Mitzvah Shem.